It's John Jeremy's Daily Moment. So tonight I just wanted to talk to you guys about the shooting that happened over the weekend in Las Vegas at the music festival outside the Mandalay Bay Resort, where 59 people were killed and over 500 were injured by a man named Stephen Paddock, age 64, who was a resident of Nevada. And after he committed this mass shooting, he ended up killing himself. And as of right now, there's still no motive as to why he did, something so heartless. But anyways, I was on Facebook earlier and I was seeing some posts that really just kind of shocked me. I mean, there's, of course, conspiracies going around, people saying that the FBI was involved or, that it's some kind of government cover-up. But in reality, open your fucking eyes, guys. it's no conspiracy. You just have to realize that just because this happened in the U.S. doesn't mean that it's some kind of conspiracy or cover-up. I mean, take the bombing that happened at Ariana Grande's concert over in London. Everyone knew that was a terrorist attack. And it was never considered, oh, what if the government had something in, some kind of involvement. But anytime something like this happens in the U.S., we always want to point fingers at the government. It's hard for us to believe that people like this could exist in the U.S., but it happens. I mean, it's just like when Sandy Hook happened, everyone thought that was a conspiracy. And of course, 9/11, there's still people to this day that believe that that was a conspiracy. But I'm not here to make comments on those events, obviously. I really don't want to open that can of worms, but all I'm saying is, for you guys to think that this shooting was a conspiracy is just, I don't know, it's just hard for me to grasp that even crossed your mind. I mean, with 20,000 people in attendance, if it was a conspiracy or a government cover-up, I'm sure somebody would have saw something and been able to say, hey, this is what really happened, It was a sold-out show, 20,000 people. And honestly, the government has way more shit that they have to worry about going on around this world than to stage a shooting in Vegas. I mean, a lot of people want to say, oh, well, the government's trying to do population control and the government's trying to do this or do that. I'm pretty sure if the government was trying to do population control, especially with this catastrophe, they would have killed more than 59 people. This was just an isolated incident where, the guy pretty much lost his shit and just went off the deep end. And, of course, this is the result. People, commit acts of terror. This is one of those. And honestly, I'm not surprised. This world is a very cruel, screwed up place. So, we need to learn to be kind and be respectful because, sometimes it only takes one thing to make somebody just, flip the switch and, do things that they regret. So lately I have been seeing a lot more support for the podcast, so I'm definitely appreciative. And I'm hoping to keep this going. I'm hoping to have an interview for you guys later this week with a band that I really don't want to tell you guys. I kind of want to keep it a surprise because they are a big band in Ohio and have been doing a lot of shows lately, so we'll see if I can get that to come together. If not, I'll definitely have an Inside the Local Music Scene for you guys later on this week, either Thursday or Friday. And of course, we're gonna keep going. I'm gonna try to get it to where we have 2 segments a week at least, and kind of keep this consistent. That way, you guys can keep listening. But as always, this is John Jeremy's Daily Moment. Favorites, comments, shares are always welcome. You can hit me up on my Instagram or my Facebook. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon.